Top 3 Countdown. Biggest hits in Jets history. Number 3, Joe Klecko Ragdoll Slams.
You did not want to mess with Joe Klecko.
When he got to the quarterback on a number of occasions, he picked him up like a little ragdoll, tossed him around.
You know, to see him get to the quarterback, throw him back like he's just a tackling dummy, and then you see these quarterbacks just kind of rolling.
If you were a quarterback, you knew if you were playing the Jets, you were going to hurt the next morning if he got his hands on you.
He just kind of flung him in the air, and it was a kind of a theatrical touch.
Number 2, the Ken Schroy helicopter hit.
I was watching this game on television.
I was just on the sideline.
Flight 229, you're clear for departure.
If you ever rode in a helicopter, you see these propeller blades going around in circle.
I just saw it, and I'm like, wow, these guys are nuts.
Seeing Nat Moore in midair and wondering how many times he might spin around before he finally hit the ground.
It's called a decleater.
I still don't know how Nat Moore held on to that ball.
Never seen anything like it.
If you ask any Jets fan to close their eyes and picture one hit defensively in Jets history, I think more often than not, this is the hit that they're probably going to mention.
Number 1, Calvin Pace delivers the pain in Foxborough.
The Jets coming into the playoff game against the Patriots, I don't know who gave them a chance.
So Calvin Pace beats the right tackle, comes around, and Brady never sees him. Pace's hit forced a fumble, and that turned the momentum in that game.
Huge hit, ends up on the cover of Sports Illustrated, so it kind of became the defining photo of that game.
I think that was emblematic of the overall defensive effort of that day.
The Jets, in all that game, had 5 sacks. And Tom Brady was seeing ghosts.
That moment kind of captured what the Jets were all about. And to me, one of the greatest upsets in playoff history.